Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Barber. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Motton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motton. Houser reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Houser scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Mantle moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aparicio scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Yankees, 1, Orioles, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Howard and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees won, and the Orioles won. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motton. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bulfari, who is chasing the ball. Barber reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Amaro scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barber scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Eddie Watt now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bulfari scores. It's 4-2, Yankees. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watt moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Watt moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watt scores. Powell moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Amaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Motten takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Motten moves to second. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Palfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watt hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Yankees 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Joe Verbanek now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Blair moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Motten hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 8-4, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with what covering, for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney strikes out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watt hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Joe Verbanek. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs takes first base on ball 4. Amaro moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Amaro moves to third. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amaro scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cecil Perkins now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motton. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Pepitone moves to third. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball towards right. Bulfari catches it and throws to home to double up Pepitone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bulfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Haney reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Amaro hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Cecil Perkins. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. Thad Tillotson now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Motton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 9-5, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitaker who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Motton goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Orioles. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tillotson. Johnson scores. It's 12-5, Orioles. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Tillotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the mound. Drabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.